Aue Island family, we have some new friends to tell you about. Run by CBC Kids hosts Mr. Orlando the Moose and Gary the Unicorn, the Story Store from CBC Podcasts takes orders from real kids and turns their suggestions into hilarious, fun-filled adventures for kids, grandparents, and everyone in between. No order is too big, too small, too hairy, or too slimy. You can listen to the Story Store on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Aue Islanders. Thank you so much for listening today. For the grown-ups who are listening, if you enjoy our show, would you please give us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts? 5-star ratings make it easier for new listeners to find us so that we can continue to spread our messages of kindness, acceptance, and gratitude to kids and families all over the world. We appreciate your help so much. Thank you.
Hello, Aue Islanders. Let's see if you're ready to be calm on Aue Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel your hands warming as you slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other. Feel the energy in the ball growing. Move your hands apart again, then towards each other. Let go of the energy ball and allow it to roll down to your feet. Imagine the ball releasing energy into your feet. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And enjoy the feeling of warmth in your feet. Feel the energy warming your legs as it flows up to your lower back. The stream of energy warms your back and you relax. Again, Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. The energy stream flows into your tummy. Feel the warmth. Your tummy is calmed by the loving energy. Relax and breathe in and out. The loving energy flows up into your chest and heart. Feel your heart relax and warm as it swells with love. Enjoy the feeling and take a deep dragon breath in and out. The energy flows up into your neck. Feel your neck warm and soften. Breathe in and out. Allowing the energy to flow up into your forehead, just above your eyes and between your eyebrows. The loving energy reaches the top of your head. Notice the energy is now flowing through your entire body. Feel it warming your toes, your legs, your back, your tummy, your heart, your neck, and your head. Continue to feel the warmth of the loving energy as it flows through you. From your toes up to the top of your head and out. Notice how the energy keeps flowing. A constant stream fills you with love. Let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath, in and out. Now, as your chest, arms and shoulders relax. Think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath, in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Putt Putt Fun. Summer sunlight poured through the kitchen windows and onto the kitchen table, where Max, Mia, and their parents were having lunch. It was a beautiful weekend day in late summer, and Dad had planned a special treat for the afternoon. "Dad, what are we going to do today?" asked Mia. "Today we're going to play miniature golf," replied Dad.
"Oh, wow, cool!" exclaimed Max.
"Miniature golf? What's that?" asked Mia. "Mini golf is like grown-up golf, but it's better for kids and it's more fun," said Max. "You get a golf ball and a golf stick."
"A putter," Mom said, smiling.
"A putter," continued Max. "And then, instead of hitting the golf ball into holes in the grass, like in a regular golf game, you hit the ball into holes next to cute little buildings and castles and stuff. Some people call it putt-putt golf. Maybe because of the putter."
"Wow," said Mia. "I want to play putt-putt."
"We'll leave right after lunch," said Mom. "But first, everyone has to help clean up." Max and Mia cleared the table while Mom and Dad washed the dishes. Soon, they were ready to leave, and they all got in the car. While they were driving, Dad told them how he had played miniature golf with Grandma and Grandpa when he was a little kid. Max and Mia always loved to hear stories about Mom and Dad when they were little, so the time in the car passed quickly. Once they arrived at the miniature golf course, Dad helped them each choose the right putter for their height. Dad needed a really long putter, but Mia needed the shortest putter. Dad and Mia laughed at the difference between their putters. Dad's was so much bigger than Mia's. Then they each chose their own golf ball. Mia chose a bright yellow ball. Max chose a deep purple ball. Mom chose a deep blue ball. And Dad chose a pink ball. Finally, they were ready to start their game. The children were fascinated by the amazing golf course. Each hole had a theme and its own special building. The first hole featured a little farmhouse. The farmhouse had tiny curtains in the windows, a miniature swing on the front porch, and even a little toy cat on the porch steps.
"It's so cute," said Mia. "That house is just the right size for my dolls."
They each took a turn striking their balls into the hole in front of the farmhouse. Max got his ball into the hole on his very first try. But Mia had more trouble. Her ball first went to the right of the hole, missing the hole itself. Then Mia tried again, and the ball went too far to the left. Then she tried a third time, and the ball went flying across the pathway and into a bush. Mia's face crumpled into tears. "I'm bad at this," she said sadly.
"Oh, Mia, don't cry," said Dad. "You are not bad at it. It just takes practice. Take a deep dragon breath and we'll grab your ball and try again." Mia nodded and took a deep dragon breath in and out.
Dad helped her get her ball out of the bushes. In the meantime, Mom had been trying to get her blue ball into the hole at the farmhouse, but the ball went everywhere except the hole. "See, Mia," said Mom, "I'm having trouble too, but I'm still having fun." So Mia tried again. It took a couple more tries, but then, plop! Suddenly, her ball was in the hole. She did it.
"Great job, Mia," said Dad.
let's go to the next hole. The next hole featured a miniature bridge. When properly struck, the balls were supposed to go across the bridge and drop into a hole on the other side of the bridge. But this time, Dad had trouble. He just couldn't get his pink ball into the hole. It took him 10 tries. But Dad just laughed, and so did the rest of the family. When Mia took her turn, she also had trouble. But this time, instead of crying, she just laughed. And after several tries, eventually her ball fell into the hole with a plop. Then the family moved to the next hole. This hole had a miniature schoolhouse. And the hole was actually inside the schoolhouse. To her own surprise, Mia got her yellow ball in the schoolhouse on her very first try. When her ball fell into the hole inside the house, the school bell rang. Ding, ding, went the bell. The family continued playing each of the different holes. There was a miniature fire department, a skyscraper, a pirate ship, a water mill with real water, and a real turning water wheel. And finally, a big castle with a moat full of real water. Each hole was different. Sometimes it was super easy for Mia to get her ball in the hole, but other times it took her many tries. Max had trouble with the pirate ship, but got his ball into the fire department on his first try. Dad had a lot of trouble with everything, but he just laughed. At the castle, his ball fell into the moat water 4 times before he finally got it in the hole. Max and Mia laughed and laughed as he fished his ball out of the water over and over. Mom did really well on everything except the skyscraper. Her ball got trapped inside the skyscraper, and she couldn't get it out at all. Finally, she had to get a new ball completely, which made everyone laugh. Finally, they completed all the holes and returned their putters and balls to the front desk of the golf course. Tired but happy, they headed home, talking excitedly about the fun day they had together. That evening, when she was in bed, Mia thought about the fun day at the miniature golf course. Tired but happy, she snuggled into her cozy bed. She felt grateful to her dad for encouraging her, even when she was having trouble. She felt grateful that she had learned to laugh instead of cry when she had trouble with a hole. Most of all, she was grateful for her lovely family and how much fun they always had together. Mia took a deep dragon breath in and out. She smiled, thinking of the wonderful little buildings at the Putt-Putt Golf Course. She took another deep dragon breath in and out. Still smiling with the cute little farmhouse clearly in her head. Mia closed her eyes. Then she took one more deep dragon breath in and out. And Mia fell into a peaceful slumber, dreaming of amazing little castles and bridges and farmhouses. Thank you for joining us to be calm.